live. Everyone, welcome to season 2, episode 7 of the Couch Cat Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, joined by fellow co-host, Alan.
Hello.
And on today's episode, we'll be discussing the announcement for Simple MMOs Community Event 2022 and some content update we're pushing out going forward. But first, before we get into it, I had to look at the camera. Alan, what's up? What's going on?
Not much. Just got back from my wedding, which was pretty fun. Took 2 weeks off of work and everything else and got married and just chilled out. It was great. A lot of fun. You were there, so that was nice.
I was there. It was really hot. It was like 99 degrees.
Freaking hot. 3 hours of pictures out in the sun right before the reception and then into the party was... We were tired at the end of it.
If you want to kill your like wedding party, do that. Do what Alan did.
It was great though. We had a party bus and everything. So
take a party bus, drop your whole like friend group, family group off, and then just like take pictures and
it was a good time.
It felt like 110.
It was a good time.
It was a cool garden at least.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not the only part that happened that weekend, but feels like forever ago, honestly. Feels like
it does.
A year went by. That's how it felt when I drove out to Kansas. That was a long fucking drive.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Well, I'm over here drinking a Celsius. I'm not sponsored, but I really wish. Is it blurring? Yeah. I'm not sponsored, but I wish I was. And I'm rocking my new. You can't see it with the knee. Well, maybe you can. My new basement tee. Really awesome post-hardcore band. So, yeah, I'm just chilling, dude. And we're here, and we're trying out Restream for the first time. When we started season 2 of the Couch Cat Podcast, because we were on hiatus, for anyone who's new and finding us now or old friends, we are trying a bunch of things like StreamYard and a couple other stuff for free, because there's a lot of free trials. And we're here with Restream today. That's why you'll notice we're not allowed to put our logo on anything, so we just can't with a free account. But that's the gist of where we are, a new digital studio, and it's been fun so far.
Yeah.
There's some cool scaling options with Restream. But anyway, as you'll see here, besides all my cool little tabs that are open, we have the Simple MMO fandom website or page.
Yeah, the wiki.
Yeah, they're the wiki. And... Yeah. Before you want to talk about the announcement for the 2022 event, we want to look back and reference the 2021 event because it's pretty much showing what we can look forward to as Simple MMO players, right? And all those like event grinders who like don't play the game and they just play for the event and then get all those items. But here we are with the 2021 event details. It was announced July 19th, Alan, and everything about the event is made by the community. So that includes the location for the event, because every event in Simple MMO has a unique location tied to it, where you go and the player steps to get the event currency so that you can later turn it in and get the event items like any other traditional MMO, right? So the town is made by the community, at least named and designed, right? It's a little browser game. You're not creating a whole town. NPCs, items, and rewards. It started August 8th of 2021 and it ended on August 27th, 2021, which we heard from asking various people of the community. I mean, even playing the game, events don't last that long typically.
Yeah, they're normally 1 to 2 weeks. This event is 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's giving everyone ample opportunity to farm these one-off, you know, event specifics unlocks. So specific unlocks, that's better. So anyway, the categories included in this community event that players will, you know, submit their artwork for, their ideas for, include everything. So pets, specials, avatars, item sprites, food, enemy NPCs, the common event item, the elite event item and the name of the location, as I mentioned earlier. And here in the description, you can see, because the community also makes pitches for the enemy NPCs, which was mentioned up top. And you can see here, like, last time you had, like, the Galleon Knight and Olfire Beard. So, and during that event, they were collecting fallen leaves, which is, Alan, if I'm not wrong, it's just a callback to the original background of, like, display of stepping with, like, the falling leaves all the time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. I wonder if that was the case. So you're just making connections that aren't there.
Do you play the game? No, that's part, like, I barely know any of it, but that's part of the game. So
I disabled that.
Right. It's an option now. It's a toggle. But yeah, falling leaves. So that's definitely a callback to when the game first started. And then tickets to the Bahamas, which is the running joke with Mike, that he's making so much money off of diamonds, which he is for sure. And he's going to the Bahamas, like, to either live there or he's constantly going there on vacation. So
yeah,
that's why there's a lot of dead time.
That joke is still alive today. Like, you'll see it today in chat.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's community,
as you can see, there's a lot of like community humor tied into these events, yeah, which is what you want from a community event. And then as we'll scroll through, okay, how about we get rid of that? you can see down here the massive list of rewards, and of course some of these are just stock, like they're always within a launch of event where you can, you know, increase your energy, your quest points, you know, other ways to do this without diamonds. So if you're a free-to-play player, which most of you would be, that's why events are so valuable for you. I swear to God, this freaking tab.
You need to learn how to control your mouse, man.
Anyway, so we're moving on. And here is a chunky list of avatars, Alan. There's never this many avatars during an event. So,
no.
And there's a shit ton. I'm not good at math, but there's a shit ton, okay? That's a number. And as you can see here, there's almost no rhyme or reason to it, which I want to discuss with you, Alan, after this overview. But, I mean, you'll see Anubis here. You'll see a groovy guitarist. I don't even know how to say that. You'll
Ira?
See Hades. Like there's like
Hades.
Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hades. There's Greek mythology tied up in here. And then there's, you know, a meditating monk. And then Mina the little girl, which is definitely a call to Mina, who's, is she a Discord mod?
I don't know.
She's got to be a mod. I'm pretty sure. She's a classic player. Like, she's an oldie.
Yeah. I like Moik.
Yeah. Yeah, right here. And then you have Twerking Santa, which is like the bane of Simple Mo's existence. Like, I see Twerking Santa as like in Elder Scrolls Online, like the flaming, like, rainbow unicorn. Like, it's like it's got flames and it's got like the rainbow mane or whatever. And I'm just like, why is that in my game? You know? But like, why is Twerking Santa? But anyway. You'll see here you have Cotton Candy, and it was created by Moose, who is a Discord mod and a bully. So be careful when you talk to her as a new player.
I'm sure she's going to love hearing that.
Yeah, well, we only speak the truth here on Couch Cat. That's why you can put so much stock in our words here. You'll see Hope here, another frequent poster or chatter in the Supplemo Discord, creating Zeus. And you won't even have to know who does Hope's work, because she's always flexing in global chat. So someone's like, oh, does anyone know the artist of this? And then Hope will pop up and she will literally flex on you and post like seven things she submitted for Simple Mo alone. And it's a true story. I was there. So you'll see some from Ubi and Spicy. I don't know who any of these people. I don't even know who Nature is. And Nature over here, if this is true, this is a wiki. Nature is like responsible for a shit ton.
Cranks them all out.
I don't know who Nature is, or Night Shadow, or Sea Damsel. But you can see there's a lot going on.
Discord channel for the art showcases.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's easy to find out. People are really helpful with that. And then, so scrolling through these, like the specials and the pets here with some pretty decent stats. Here are the item sprites, which is generally like what, an armor set, like we've been seeing, Alan.
Yep.
And this one looks cool. It really does. Like a traditional MMO, I do hope one day, instead of just an item sprite, that there's an actual like armor set to unlock. You know, that's equipable.
Oh, which, like the entire set is just one piece?
It's not like even just one.
Unlock this one, set?
Yeah, well, individual pieces, but you can buy them all with the event currency to equip. Instead of, here's an item sprite, now I have to, pay diamonds to apply it to an item. You know what I mean? I know the downfall with that is armor sets are, I don't even know what the best stats are in the game. So, like, would it be the, like, can they make an armor set within the event better than what's already in the game that's already worth, like, billion? Like, because then you would have, like, an armor set out there that's worth, like, billions. You know what I mean? So, it's weird.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Instead of, like, the update, like, you have to get lucky by stepping and stuff to find the best in slot. Like, you want, like, a fair chance, like, at an event, like, have the best armor set come out.
Yeah.
That way it's more fair to people and it's more regular.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, the market is so effed right now that if this armor set was as good as what's already on the market, that's worth, like, like, billions of gold, that would just, like, ruin everything. So, interesting to think about.
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm always looking for a connection to traditional MMOs because that's what I played, right? Like, but Simple MMO has, like, games like Simple MMO have their own unique challenges when they're facing that stuff.
Yeah.
But, that's the fandom, the wiki. We'll have all links in the show notes on our website, which will be linked down below because we're retroactively going back to YouTube and linking things properly, which we, haven't been really doing until recently. So,
work in progress.
It's a work in progress, brother.
Yeah.
So now let's go over to the 2022 announcement.
Yeah.
And I'm going to close this fan tab because, God, if I touch that tab on the side again, I'm going to freaking lose my shit. So this was posted by Wicked, who's the game admin, as you can see here on the right. Really cool title. One day I'll have that title too. Mike won't give it to me. We'll just go to the Couch Cat Discord and we'll give ourselves game admin as our title. And then Wicked will be like, shit, now we're all on the same level. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll play out well.
Might get blacklisted, but
banned.
Everything's worth a shot at least once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here is the announcement for the 2022 community event. It's posted June 27th. The Couch Cat website has a post about this, but, off screen tests, it's too small and I don't want to zoom in the font. So we're going with the official Discord announcement so you can see the link, and we'll also have the link provided in the show notes. But it reads, the current event is not over yet because there was an event going on at the time of this post. But it's preparing players for the next event. And the start of the community event will be August 5th. So, a month away. It's the 4th today. So, a month away from now, we'll be seeing the community event. And she goes and says, last year, the players traveled to the community island to find the tickets and the fallen leaves. So, again, the event-specific currency. And she's got a lot of, like lore built in here. But for the specifics, for the quick and dirty, she is saying here, the community event is made entirely by you, the community, so the player. And they're looking for the following to be submitted by everyone who's interested in participating in this event, with names, sprites, descriptions of everything of these items. And they're looking for at least two pets, two special items, 3 to 6 avatars, 3 to 6 item sprites, 2 pieces of food, 4 to 8 enemy NPCs, the common event item, and the elite event item. And she further goes on to state, you can submit as many of each category as you want. And the funniest, most creative, and most original submissions will make it into the game, as well as 50 diamonds for every submission that gets accepted, which is almost nothing. But at least you're getting something, I guess. I don't know. Alan, do you think 50 diamonds is enough or anything?
That's like, I think it's fair. Like
a quest point?
Look at nature. Look at nature in the last community event. Nature probably had, if it was 50 diamonds like last time, nature probably had 500 diamonds.
He easily had over 10 submissions. So
yeah, so I mean.
But is that because he was good? Or is that because not everyone was submitting quality stuff or submitting period?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, if you look at the art showcase in the Discord channel, though, in the Discord
posting,
server,
yeah.
though, like everyone posts really good art. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping this year will be a lot less dominated by one artist and more so just a bunch of random, you know, from every different artist possible. I think that would be cool.
You know? Yeah,
but
for sure.
We'll have to see.
And furthermore, she states the game rules and the terms of service, you know, that apply to the submissions. You can see there's a text channel in the Discord called Event Submissions, where there's a link available for the submission itself, and all submissions are due no later than July 29th at 1 p.m. Whatever time zone you're in, it auto converts. So 1 p.m. U.S. East for me. And if you click this link, it'll bring you to this submission form. And again, here are the rules. Here are the specifics. Must be submitted in PNG or a GIF, because there are animated sprites or avatars and animated anything in this game, really. And it says, you know, including the NPC sprites can be a max of 52 by 52. All sprites can be a max of 34 by 34. And so forth. So all the specifics are here. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach Wick directly.
We could go through the event submissions as well. There's quite a few good ones.
Oh, we have some going on?
Yeah, scroll all the way down. Event submissions, go to the top. There's the rules again, like the website one.
Yeah, straight from the form.
Yeah, but this one, I like that because you could actually see the submissions for this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like
yeah.
How they're... Okay, so food. Normal tissue? What do you mean it smells like cake? There's no way. What does that even mean?
those cakes that look like real things? I don't know.
Suspicious chest. Wow, what a unique chest. Maybe I can finally get a celestial. Oh, and then just like in any Square Enix game,
yep.
When you're dungeon crawling, a fucking chest will like just take half your health.
That's a good one.
Cup of Joe, pet food or enemy. Smells nice. Go on, take a sip. It'll be fine. You know what? Let's save this for another episode. We can do an ad hoc episode and go through this.
Okay.
There's too many. There's too many. Look at this. There's too many here.
Fair enough.
I'm not doing that.
Fair enough.
But anyway, as we said, oops, I don't want to show that yet, but we're already here, so there we are. So anyway, you have till July 29th.
Yeah.
Whatever time zone you're in. And that's plenty of time. So if you need a, you know, a montage of you grinding out in A Sprite or whatever the fuck it's called, to do your pixel art, do it. We'll be really interested. And we'll look for you. You know, we'll look for your posts in the event tab, because we'll definitely have a review on that.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
Now that the overview is out of the way, Alan.
Yeah.
I just want to bring up some points.
Sure.
As like an observer in a player. So, you know, we talked about this in other episodes. The overall theme of Simple MMO is just so confusing. Like, you know,
There's not really a theme.
Yeah, it's like ESO and even New World, like whatever, you know, they'll pump whatever into the item shop, which in turn gets pumped into the ecosystem. So, and especially with like the custom avatars and item sprites and all that jazz. So like nothing like fits, so to speak. But otherwise, most of the time, you know, whatever it is, it looks cool. Some are really funky. You know, you see it all the time in like gold.
Yeah, and stuff. There's definitely a lot of unique ones. I mean, I don't think they're like, if we talked about this before, like there'll never be a theme to Simple MMO because you could
it's just
also
not the game.
Yeah, you could also publish your own custom avatars and sprites and stuff like that to the game. So no matter what, like it's community driven. So there's no way there's a theme.
So I just want to bring that up for a new player. Like, you know, me particularly, I'm not a fan. Like I love playing like, you know, there's a built world and things fit in that world. But it is cool to see like so many artists in this game can do what they want. And so many players can commission these people. And it's like, you know, that little ecosystem.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people for commissions take in-game gold or diamonds, whatever.
Yeah. And if you can't find a theme that you like, you just create your own theme in the game. So I think that is cool.
Yeah.
There's a place for everyone.
As it applies to the rules of the game.
Yes.
But
yes.
I just wanted to bring that out, like what wacky stuff we'll see. Because in 2021 for this event, there's a lot of Greek inspiration with like mixed stuff like Twerk and Santa, right? So like you got left field, you got right field, I don't know, you know. And then you're also, so like you have like these Greek inspired avatars, but then you're on an island looking for tickets to the Bahamas and collecting falling leaves, where logistically there's no maple tree, you know, like are you on an island in Japan?
Hey man, don't ruin it for us. This is my world. Don't ruin my immersion.
Bullshit.
Don't ruin my immersion, damn it.
Just another thing, I'm expecting immense stepping participation. Generally, yearly events, you get that, but I think community-driven, when items are more unique, and I know you've been told specifically that things are more rare.
Yes.
I think this is the kind of event, especially with 3 weeks, where you're waking up those people who are like hibernating from the game.
Yeah.
Because the first wave is generally summer vacation, some type of vacation, right? For those in school. So this is kind of like the reawakening, like for those who've already fallen off, or just to keep them playing until, you know, the rest of the summer break.
Right.
And then, you know, we were just saying this, we look forward to the submissions. I think, and the buzz around them, because there's always items that are notorious, right? So like Twerk and Santa is one of them. Like players around that community, and we've even seen it. That avatar is like the bane of fucking Simple MMO. Like everyone's all about it. So
yeah,
I'm really interested to see.
Last week in Global Chat, it popped up. People were sharing their avatars in Global Chat, and Twerk and Santa popped up.
Flexing, dude, they're flexing. So really interested to see what like epic items created. Excuse me, Celsius makes, you know, it's bubbly. So, but what epic item is created for the community, or the community picks out for itself, right? But I do have a discussion topic for you, Alan, before we get into your points. And I want to ask you, do you think, so for this community event, you know, there's, you know, I want to talk about this, like there's a lot of like player lore building, because there's really not a lot of structured lore in the game.
Right. It's a lot of community lore.
Yeah, outside of like the town tabs with like the NPCs and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think new or even out of touch players can enjoy the community events? Or is it mainly just the sociable players, like the people who are always in Discord, who are staff now, like through advisor or whatever, who are like the inner circle, so to speak, like they've been playing the game for so long.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of items will be probably like an inside joke.
Oh, for sure.
For some of them, right?
Absolutely.
So do you think new players, I mean, outside of like, oh, there's new items I can collect, do you think they can enjoy it as much as the others?
Yeah, that is a very good question. I do think that the sociable players, the ones who are constantly in Global Chat or in Discord or whatever, are definitely going to get the most out of this event. It's, you know, almost like patting yourself on the back, you know, I think the new players may struggle to connect to those items, especially the inside jokes. Like, you know, if we didn't know about the joke about the Bahamas, like, why would we be collecting tickets about the Bahamas? You know, who cares, right?
It doesn't make sense.
I think absolutely that the Social Bowl players will definitely get the most out of this event. I think new players, like you said, are really just only going to get, you know, oh, cool, a new item. That's pretty cool. Unless, like, they do, like, a Discord announcement or something, or in the game, like, hey, like, give a little background into, like, the event location and the names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that might be good.
Because you do get like the summary for the items,
right?
But if the summary is like the inside line, joke,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, this is stupid. Like, yeah, what does, like, that mean?
I don't understand. It may be good for people to come out, and maybe we do this to help out new players to just track down what those inside jokes are and, like, give a description about them and figure it out. A little investigative journalism, if you will, so that everyone could join in on the joke.
It's like the snake alert from Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Bing. Wait a minute.
I do think that brings up a great topic, though, of maybe another event down the line should have some type of story building to it. I know that means it's more work for Mike to come up with a story and what that looks like, but it'd be better than just constantly stepping and collecting. Like, as a new player, when I go through this event, it's like, oh, cool, that's 3 weeks of just stepping for things that I think look cool, but I don't have an attachment to, like some of the other players. And maybe the next event is that, where you build out that storyline for the new players to be able to get into, just like the sociable players.
Yeah, and that's a great idea, Alan. More of a traditional MMO way to look at an event or deliver an event.
Right.
I mean, look at expansions, right? ESO, it's like, you know, it's always like a different part of the continent with its already established lore from like the solo game. And they're just imported into online, or, you know, World of Warcraft's the same way. It's just Final Fantasy is the same. Everything, every new region unlock comes with like new NPCs, a new flesh out story, or a continuation of story. So Simple Mode doesn't really have that. You can continue a joke from, you know, its inception, you know, across years. But like, if you're new, and new players are what's going to keep the game going, it's hard to come in with, like, you have no understanding.
Right, right, exactly.
To not even, like, touch the, you know, Mike has to craft this, you know, story or, like, what you, attachment to the event. I think a good step, at least for us, what we can do, it's part of the content announcement later, but we can, you know, some of these submissions that are getting hammered, maybe we can get some inside who's picked. We can showcase the artists.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's get ready to look for, et cetera. Like, there needs to be a lot more promotion. And I mean, you have a whole Discord of advisors and mods, like, push people, like, make these people known, you know? You know, Ubi is now like the artist of Simple MMO. He's got a voice. He's like the godfather of art now. So like, Ubi could use his voice to be like, hey, I've seen these submissions. This artist, like, keep an eye out. Like, this is what they're, you know, this is what they've done, or what, you know, this is what is coming. So I think you could at least do that. Like, inform your audience more beyond your clicks, right? So yeah, good idea, Alan. That'd be really cool to see, like, a more structured event in the future.
Yeah, I think that would help out with those new players, like you mentioned, or those out of touch players who are just coming back. Also, going to your immense stepping participation, I think this is a perfect time for the stepping parties to be there. Like,
hell yeah, brother!
I think there you'll see a lot more stepping parties pop up once this event happens, because it's a lot of rare items, like you had alluded to. I do want to say, like, shout out to Sideways. Like, I posted in our Discord, like, hey, anyone was a part of the, you know, last year's event, what was it like? And this man came out of nowhere, was like, here's like 8 different screenshots of all the items I have. And, you know, it was a 3-week event, and, you know, not normally that it's normally like 1 or 2 weeks, like we mentioned earlier. And yeah, there are so many rewards that you saw in the webpage. Most people focus on the strength pet or the special, you said.
For sure.
So that some pets in the game right now are super rare because they just never published again. So I appreciate Sideways for giving us the little tidbit on it since we were around for last year's event.
And Sideways is I almost want to say he's like a council member if Fly even has a council, but like, I know Sideways is like high up there in Fly, which is friendly, right? So a high ranking guild. And he's a longtime friend of the show. And just when you think he's not paying attention, he's like there with like all this information. So, and he's really good at risk of rain too. I just want to say that because we've died a lot together.
Yeah. So I look forward for it.
Yeah. And so with that, I want to, you know, pose a question to our audience. Either you can comment down below because this video will obviously be recorded and submitted to YouTube. Or even come by our Discord or even our website at couchcatpod.com and, you know, provide us your answers to, you know, what were your favorite rewards if you were around for the 2021 community event? You know, what was worth your time to grind from a community created event? You know, items, you know, the sprites, the pets, what have you. What was worth your time? And then also, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, and what items do you wish you got that you didn't receive, you didn't get? Which ones
all
going back?
Just all of them. Dude. All like, of them. If they're like us, it's like we barely get one item. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, I get the pet or I get nothing. That's how it comes, like the special item. What's that? You know?
Yeah.
And then the second question, do you enjoy the community event or is it too random for you? I mean, most people who play this game, they love just collecting what's in front of them, right? I mean, it's got a collection mode or feature built into the game. It's like a merchant's wet dream, but like, are they enjoyable to you or are they just too random? More specifically, the content involved.
Right.
But that's all I got about the community events, Alan. Do you have any finishing words?
No, I think we did a good job covering all the content about it.
Cool. All right. So let's move on to the Couch Cat content update announcement.
Yes.
And that specifically is we've got some new stuff brewing. I've had some good ideas. I've been passing around with Alan. Alan has some good ideas passing off to me. And one of the first ideas that stemmed from a prior idea, which we'll go over in a second, is the Simple Mill Guild advertisements. These are completely free. And here, let me pull up the page for you. So this is on our website, couchcatpod.com. We have a blog tab. Our website's curated for podcasts, so we don't have like a homepage that features our blog posts. We'll work on that in the future. But for all of our, we do a lot of blog content. So head over to the blog tab and you'll see everything. And the guild advertisements is us announcing that we want to advertise guilds for free, just as an additional way for players to discover guilds to join. Like, we know in game, the bigger guilds have recruiters like on hand in global chat and they're always hawking players like, I'm level 10. Come over here, brother. Like, we're going to use and abuse you, you know? Like,
let me take care of you.
We're not going to tell you that 200 is the last day you're happy. You know what I mean? Like, welcome to the fucking war, brother. But
get ready.
Simple MMO Discord has a whole section for guild advertisements, but we're aiming for the players with like discoverability outside of Discord. There's a lot of players don't touch Discord. Okay. So, and we're just, this will be another link for your guild to put in your guild bio or to refer to if you have new members. And you can even attach that link to say like a guild item you add to the game and all that jazz. Right. 'Cause it's going to be up for the foreseeable future. All you'll need to provide, you know, as close to 500 by 500, sizable guild art slash logo. If you don't have a logo that big, just whatever splash art you guys might use. But close as possible, just for a high res to appear kind of nice. All right. A summary of your guild, and that could just be as easy as copy and pasting from your guild bio in Simple Memo. You know, we're not asking you to write like an in-depth article. It's a short snapshot of your guild. And of course, along with that is your in-game link to your guild page. So players, if they discover this or you're using this, they can click that and join your guild or, you know, message your leader or whoever you designate as your POC. And again, you can attach a POC. So, you know, we have guild officers, and other informal recruit, because there's still not a lot of guild titles in the game. So if you have a recruiter or like personnel management, I don't know if any of you freaking realize what that is, but like
Full on organization.
you can put the player's name in, give it to us, we'll put it in the post, and we'll hyperlink their player profile in Simple Memo. So new players can just, oh, I can click, you know, I can click whoever, Keeben or, you know, whoever's, or Quirxio, you know, still can't say his name right, you know, and they'll
Crucio. God
go,
damn, dude.
yeah, and then you'll go and you can talk to a guild representative.
You're right.
And again, we have all of our contact here. You can contact us through the website. You can contact us through Discord. You can DM us in game. My username is CouchCatPaizen, as you'll see here on the screen. Alan is CrazyFi. He chose his real name to put on the screen, so good for him. But yeah, so a free guild advertisement. What will that look like? I will have to say, Koi goes over the top because they
Dude,
have like
every
a
time.
whole, they have a recruitment plan and items, or not items, but like pictures and a website because of Hugthead. Like Hugtead's a fucking beast. And we worked with them before for our first guild interview. So why not make him the first guild advertisement?
Yeah.
And of course, not every post is going to look like this. But here, as again, we have their name and we have what it is, and we have their high-res logo, or at least close to what we asked for. We're just not asking for something button size or thumbnail size, okay? It's going on a post. And we have, so they asked me, well, Joe asked me, so Crazy Cat Dude, to make it funny. So you don't, I don't have to put anything into the article. It can just literally be you copy and pasting or and giving to me like, hey, we just want the guild bio. But if I know you enough, and if you want that extra flair, I can make you laugh. And so we have some, you know, some jokes. We have some funny commentary about the guild itself. And then down here, we have the guild page. So we'll link you in game. And then the guild website, which is Hugged like amazingly crafted website. And I'll even show you real quick. Look at this.
It is professionally done. Like these guys really stepped up. All the other guilds need to get in line because
I
Koi is
know.
killing it with their
And
professionalism.
look at this, dude. And Koi's not the only one, because Hugtead's website has a bunch of other guilds. I think they have like Forest and a couple others, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like guild data. I think this is where you go. And yeah, you can enter whatever. But they also have a graphic. This is very useful, especially if you're a high-end guild, which you might have this. Their graphic, you know, they didn't have to provide me a summary. Their graphic contained the summary itself. So,
Yep.
and then of course, I will always have this hyperlinked, this article, so you can always see the requirements, so you don't have any questions, and that's to eliminate any errors on the submission part. Okay, so like it's plain and simple. Yeah, if you're interested, please. I've already reached out to a couple of people with their DMs. They might look at me as spam. Like they don't, they're like, who the fuck is Couch
Who
Cat?
is this guy?
But it's real. Like it's
Yep.
free. It's real. We're just trying to promote guilds because they're part of the game. They're a social, they're the most sociable aspect of the game. And it just looks cool. And then it's yours. You will have this link and it's yours to refer to forever and ever. But yeah, so that's one thing we want to announce. I'm just gonna leave this here. It's fine. Oops, I did that thing again. Here we go. So
What
that's
screen?
yeah. So that's one thing. Alan, do you have anything you want to say about the guild advertisements.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that this is free, right? Like, we're not trying to like scam anyone. We're not, you know, we're not.
Don't read Kabuto's messages in our Discord server.
I say this because like one of our dudes in the Discord was like, "Yeah, just charge him a lot of gold and you'll get rich." Like, no, like, we want to help build the community. Yeah. We want to be a part of this community. We want to see it grow. So this is something free that and simple that we could do to help people grow and get their guild out there. So I think this will be beneficial for the smaller guilds as well.
Right. Because so it's for... Oh, sorry. I was just going to... It's open for everyone. It doesn't matter what rank you are.
Right.
But if you have lore for your guild or you pay special attention to your guild, like, you made it for a reason, let us help share your story, right? Even if you have, like... If you're like us, you have, like, six freaking people.
Yeah.
And an image and a summary, let us share it.
Yep. Yeah, there are no requirements as to what it takes to get your own guild advertisement. Just hit us up.
But you better not be like, it's just you and there's like 100 fucking AFK Forever players and like no one, don't send us like a ghost ship, okay? Like the like in the old days, like those guilds were like the one whale who would just kill everyone.
Yeah.
You can't win. There's like level freaking like 100,000. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so that's all I have for the guild advertisements. But also to tie into that, what stemmed this idea. Also before we move on, if you're a player who found a guild through our advertisements or just us talking about guilds in general, like if we name drop, etc., please tell your guild leader that you found them through us. Just so you know, it that's the only kickback we want. We just want people to know that we're out here doing this. So if you found your guild and it's not a shitty guild and you like it, make sure you say CouchCat directed you there. If you're having a bad time, don't name drop us. That is the only. If you want to join a semi-active PvE guild, just join CouchCat. It's whatever, dude. It's okay. You'll blossom under us. You'll go wherever you want to go.
Then you'll leave us for something better.
Everyone
does it.
Yeah, the people you love most will do it to you quicker, actually.
Yeah, crucial.
But so anyway, that leads me to Simple MMO Player Showcase, which think of it as like a guild advertisement, but it's not. It's more like a collective, like almost like a player card. So like a Pokemon card or a sport, you know, like a NFL player card, whatever. We're showcasing players in the community. You don't have to do anything above and beyond. We just want, like, if you're active in the community or you're planning to be active in the community, you just want to, like, you're a new player and you're like, hey, I'm having a good time. I'm looking for friends, for guild, whatever. Like, because in MMOs, the faster you can find friends, the more fun you're going to have, right, Alan?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like rule one, like, disregard the tutorial. Learn nothing about the game, find friends. So the player showcase is that for you. We plan to do like softball 4 to 5 questions about yourself, you know, not to dox you or anything, but just general questions about yourself and your experiences that are tied to Simple MMO. So like, what made you first start playing? Or like, what is your favorite memory of Simple MMO? You know, stuff like that. And it's only gonna be 4 to 5 questions. This is not an essay, just spitball it, just so people can get insight into who you are. And another requirement, well, a major requirement is obviously your avatar. So you have like splash art, or you can resize your avatar through like image quality. Like, there's a lot of free websites that allow you to resize stuff. Just like the guild advertisement, as close to 500x as possible. 300s, whatever, that's fine, but just nothing like a thumbnail, okay? Like, don't just screen cap your Simple MMO like avatar and then you provide me with a thumbnail that's like not even 100 x. So
please not 32 pixels.
So a good avatar image, and then also, you know, play we'll give you the opportunity for a personal shout out, you know, and a personal shout out could be you're shouting out your friends, you know, someone who made the game enjoyable for you, your guild, So like your guild members, your guild leader, what have you, or just the guild itself. But no advertisement, just saying like you enjoy your, because we have another post for that, right? And then if you want to shout out your own artwork, so say you're doing commissions and you're posting in the Simple Mill, you know, the art channel, shout out your art stuff. We'll allow you to hyperlink, you know, give us a link. We'll hyperlink, like say you have like a portfolio page or something. And like our friend Orange Man, he's amazing at the piano. He's created all of our intros, both Couch Cat and my show, Sword and Slime. He's also created a new song that we're going to, I look forward, Alan, to looping it when we do our one-off videos. Like, oh, that'll be our new loop song. But he's got a SoundCloud. We would link his SoundCloud. So if you have stuff like that, give it to us and we'll showcase you. And, you know, we'll even take, you know, maybe you have someone in mind. We'll take that too. Like, hey, I want to shout out, you know, whoever is on your mind. I want to shout out Pratt because he's such a cool dude. Nah, Pratt's a cool dude. But I want to shout out Pratt. I'll get an avatar from him, and you know, we won't be able to answer those personal questions, but you can maybe give us a snippet. Like, I shout him out because he gave me like a billion gold when I was homeless under a bridge, right? So there's the player showcase, and kind of in that is like a player, like peer shout out, right? Right. So there's some ideas. We will be releasing a blog post that, again, just like this guild advertisement blog post, we'll have the requirements for you, and we'll always have it linked, and you can refer to it when you need to. I already have an idea for a first person, you know, their name rhymes with Beben, so it's going to be a good one.
I hope he's ready for it.
No one's ever going to get that. Like, that is such a cryptic way to say a name. Like, you just...
Yeah, no one will know.
Players, they're too easy, you know? Simple note, community is too easy to trick, you know?
Oof, but, oof.
just kidding.
They're going to get you.
But yeah, Alan, do you have any final words on... the showcase of a player, or even like submissions of your friends, whatever, like a peer shout out?
No, I mean, again, it's all free. You know, We're not trying to get anything out of anyone. That's not our goal. We're just trying to help build out the community. And so that new players can see those inside jokes and whatnot. So that the next community event in 2023, when we're all around for it, you know, people could actually just look it up and be like, oh, okay, I get it now. That's funny. Like, I want to get this piece because of this. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So it's all tying it all in. That's what we're doing. Trying to build a community with you guys.
Yeah. Well said. The only kickback we want, again, just name drop us.
Yeah. Like, word of mouth, please.
Yeah. That's how our show grows. Word of mouth. But that's really it. What's next, Alan? We're moving on to what's next.
Yes.
The community event information as it generates. So that includes, hey, let's, like your idea, let's run down through that community event text channel and let's just discuss whatever submissions are up to date, you know, up to that date we record.
Yep.
So
yep.
We can do it next week. That's cool. So keep a lookout for that if that's something you're interested in. More guide videos on YouTube. Alan, I hate you. Produce more. He's got some in the vault and he's like not giving them to me.
I'm trying to make them look nice and pretty,
motherfucker. Like,
no, the next one will be the battle tab. It's going to cover all the battle tab. It's a big one because there's a lot to cover on it, so just stand by. It's almost done.
So perfect for a new player.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so keep a lookout for the battle tab in episodes after that. Keep a lookout for podcast videos as we continue to explore options. Of course, we can just do what we were doing before, but Restream looks very viable.
Yes, it does.
And with that, Restream is a live service. So we are streaming right now on YouTube. There might be some of you watching this right now. I don't have YouTube open, but be on the lookout for more live content. That was something we always did in Discord.
Yep.
But this will allow us to do it at a better resolution and have more community and engagement with the chat room and all that stuff. So if you're looking for more evolved Couch Cat content, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Of course, we're also doing video versions of or trying to of all of our podcast episodes. So if that's your more of your speed, then you should just be on our YouTube channel anyway, because that's where they're going. But we have one more thing. Oh, dude, I almost fucking forgot, dude.
Oh,
we have
can't
one more thing
that.
To announce, and this is Alan's idea.
Yeah. So
give me a break, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah. So sip on that Celsius. Please sponsor us.
Sponsor me. I'm a pro gamer.
Yeah. So there used to be an artist for Simple MMO. He went by Midnight, and then he changed his name to Pixel. After there was a time in the game where he kind of just dropped off the map and we lost track of him. So we're going
we
to
be gone.
Yeah, completely
we
gone.
Around.
Like we separated.
We left the game and then we came back and we're like,
where's Pixel?
Right. That's the question.
Yeah. Ubi is the new artist. What happened to Pixel? So we'll be doing a podcast piece on the history of Pixel within the game and the art that he created for the game. And then what happened to the point where he walked away from the game. And
the rise and fall of Pixel, right?
Yeah, exactly. The rise and fall of Pixel. Ooh, that's a good title for the episode.
Can we trademark that real quick?
Yeah. Yeah, and then if we're able to, we'll share with you where he's at now in his life and what he's doing now. It's going to be a good one. If you guys have listened to Reply All, they have some good investigative pieces. That's another podcast. Highly recommend them. They have a good piece about NFTs, an investigative journalist piece about NFTs, which I highly recommend that episode. It was dumb as hell, but really funny. So that's what we're going to be doing. That way we can share some of the lore and explain to some of the new players of like what the past of Simple MMO was like with, you know, Pixel as the artist who basically helped shape what Simple MMO was with his artistic, you know, decisions. So that will be on the horizon.
It's essentially true crime podcast meets Simple MMO.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of narrative pieces in the past, and Alan just was like, why don't we just do this? So perfect. I mean, we have investigative skills. I'm one in real life, and it'd be very interesting to apply it to Simple, right? And you know, just this is not a hit piece.
No.
This is an overview of a player in an artist's story. Because there was, you know, there, whatever the general consensus is, you'll find out in the podcast, but he did do good by us. He was like one of my first friends as Midnight, and he created a Couch Cat, you know, like not avatar, but a pet for us. Right.
Right.
He spoke to Mike on our behalf when I had no communication with Mike ever. So there was a lot of good he did with us, but of course, you know, you ask the community and you get a bunch of mixed bag, you know, no official quotes yet, but I was talking to some staffers and it's like, they're saying it's like Voldemort, you don't say their name. So, it would be an interesting story if that's something you actually do like the investigative touch. And that being said, use our website, use our Discord, DM us. We're not looking for, I hate this dude or I love this dude. Like, we're crafting a narrative here. So if you have stories to tell that can help paint a picture, like explain, you know, Pixel's character, or just like events he was part of. So like maybe the first event he ever did art for or something he said in global chat that sparked, you know, widespread, you know, iffy stuff, you know, like we want stories. We don't just want one off, like, that dude's a loser. That dude's like, you know, the coolest guy in the world. Like,
right.
It's not a hit piece. We're crafting a narrative. So if you have, you know, we're going to be reaching out to some of you. And I've already talked to some of you to help craft that narrative. But if you're like in the weeds, like in the shadows, and you don't really talk to anyone about Pixel, but you were like, you know, you were in his daily streams when he used to do, you know, the art streams. If you were in his Discord where you supposed his art and chat on the reg, maybe you have something to share that can help tie it all in, like that, you know, during his peak and during his fall and when he walked away. Because I mean, you can ask people like, why did he leave? And like, no one wants to tell us anything. So And hopefully we'll get quotes from him, from the source, right? Without like doxing him. But yeah, it's probably going to be the funnest thing we've done. And it might not be popular for a lot of you, but you know, I think it'll be worth listening to, when it goes live. We're going to sit on this one. We're going to build it out properly. It's going to take a lot of interviews and a lot of, piecing things together because timelines and shit, but yeah, keep an eye out for that. So stay, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, and subscribe. You can go to our mailing list on the website, get notifications of our posts. So, yeah, that's all I have for what's next, Alan. Is there anything else?
No, I think that covers it. I think we're good all for right. This episode.
So before the outro, please read that review we've been sleeping on for like 2 episodes now.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, you can leave us a review directly on the website, and it displays, there's a whole review page where, you know, people who come to our website, they can see everything that's been said about us. And we take wacky, goofy, you know, honest reviews. And then we go ahead and we share it on Twitter, and we also share it on the next available episode. So Alan has one that we've been kind of like forgetting about, you know? So
yeah, first off, sorry. This is from Not Maidenless. Gave us 4 stars. Oof, not 5, but 4. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool, but no maidens. So maybe if we bring a maiden onto the show, we'll get a 5th star.
Yeah. Like, how tell me how you play Elden Ring without telling me you play Elden Ring, all right? I get it. I get it. Virgin.
Oh boy.
Nah, just kidding. That was pretty good. It's gaming centric, right? I'll take that review, whatever. Yeah. But hopefully one day we can make it a 5-star review. But yeah, thanks for the review. If you have something you want to say, we have it linked in the show notes. We have a review tab. Go there and you can leave it directly on the website. You don't have to create an account. You just pick a funny name for yourself, a moniker, and say what you want to say. You can go a step further. There's a link to iTunes, and you can leave us a review on iTunes or Google. But please, if you only have the time for the website, do that. It's fun for everyone. And we can shout you out in the next episode.
Yep.
But that's all we have. Hope you like the hats. I probably should wear the shirt, but we have some merch ideas in the future. But that's far off. And just to let you know, we still have hats. We have boxes of hats. So some of them are spoken for, some aren't. Just saying that. But yeah, check out our website for all relevant links and information, such as our podcasts, our blogs, and our videos. All the links are there to our Discord, to our YouTube, to our Anchor page, everywhere. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, we're there. Leave a review on the website, as we said prior. Helps us out tremendously. And please spread the word to the community that we're back and we're doing this thing. So that's all I got. Alan, do you have anything?
No, that's all I got. Have a good one.
Awesome. Time to hit and stream and hope everything works out for the best.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.